Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It is time for the Hawk Report. With our 93.7thefan.com Steelers insider, Jeff Hathorn, and it is brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. In October, 3.95% 7-month CD special. Wow. At Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. All right, Jeff, is Calvin Austin going to play on Sunday?
Yeah, it feels very much like it. He was able to go full. He felt really happy after. In fact, he spent some time doing interviews, which normally if guys weren't going to play or were questionable, they normally wouldn't do. So it looks like he is he's good to go.
What's going on with Will Howard?
So he is starting his road back from reserve injured list. He started throwing today in practice. You know, there was that question. It's been around for a week or so. Like, what are they going to do with Will Howard? We've seen guys, Austin being one of them, that maybe at the end of their rookie year could have come back, but they decided to just, you know, give him a redshirt year. And I think with Howard, they got to the point where they were deciding on what they were going to do. He got good enough, and I think they need to give him reps. I think for a quarterback, it's different. I realize it's not game action,
yep,
but just to have those practice reps to see not only what they have in him, but to not have a season where he's just doing nothing.
And they can do that for 3 weeks and then shut him down again if they want, right?
They could, yeah. They very much could.
Do you think that that's on the table?
I think anything's on the table. I typically... When these guys start back, it is very rare that a guy starts back and then is shut down.
Yeah.
Almost always, if they start back, they have a good enough feeling that barring, you know, some kind of second injury or you know, re-injuring the same issue, that these guys are going to be back.
How do you think Will Howard factors into their quarterback plans, big picture?
It's a great question. I don't know that they know. I don't think that even if Will Howard looks great in practice, that would preclude them from going after a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they want to get a look at him. I mean, I think that's just kind of the situation. It's not obviously where they want him to be on the field this year. But, you know, they have another year of Mason Rudolph. We don't know how this whole season is going to go with Aaron. But now they get a chance to see, and I really think they're trying to figure out what they have in Howard. They like some of what they saw, but, you know, unfortunately for him, he didn't get that preseason action.
No, he did not. And Skylar Thompson did, and everybody said they could have traded him for a lot, which was a lie and a joke. And then bad things happened while he was in Ireland, unfortunately, for Skylar. But hopefully that situation got fixed, and now he's occupying that spot that Howard probably thought he'd have on the team this year. Jeff, it is the Steelers and Packers. We listened back to Aaron Rodgers today. He's not playing the revenge card. He really didn't say much at all about what this game meant to him. Downplayed that. Probably will say more after the game. That's kind of the tact he took for the Jets game. What is your prediction on this one? Steelers, Packers. Green Bay is a 3.5-point favorite right now.
Yeah, which is, I mean, I get it. Early in the year, you know, Parsons is coming off that big game. If you saw some of the issues that the Steelers were having, but they haven't been offensively, they've been defensively. But I think the Packers win this game 24-21.
Mm. Go ahead, elaborate on that.
Now, what I was going to say, you guys listen to Rodgers, and we talked to Russ, and it seemed like Russ really tried too hard.
Yeah.
You know, he was trying to get into the community and trying to be seen out there. Like Aaron's really enjoying kind of this life right now, and it seems like he has a different perspective even on his career in Green Bay. Like he just has a different perspective, whether it's just that he's grown up or he's let some of the bitterness behind. He really seems comfortable in everything that he's doing here.
All right, so Jeff Hathorn, the first man to register his pick for this game, and he is going with Green Bay. He has many family members who have loved the Green Bay Packers for decades. Was he influenced by that? Good question. All right, Jeff. Great talk, man. We'll talk again next week.
All right, thanks, Tony.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. If you're wondering where Mulsey is, he took the rest of the day off. I think he'll be good to be back tomorrow at 2. Coming up next, Judge Donnie. That means we have a special guest attorney who will be arguing today's case against me. But first, a Charlie headline. All right, Judge Donnie is brought to you by LGKG. We, as in Mulsey and myself, Chris not here, aren't real attorneys, but Western PA Injury Super Lawyers Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG are, and they sponsor Judge Donnie. With no Mulsey, Jason Mackey is the counselor on the other side of me today. Hello, Jason.
Hello, Andrew. I didn't realize I should actually rise. Well, I thought it was a.
You don't want an early strike against you in, I guess, Judge Charlie's courtroom. Judge Charlie, who has been criticized by other litigators who are not here today, I will point out. I've never had a crossword regarding your judicial styles, but
record does show that you have at one point.
So I don't know.
Don't try that kiss-ass stuff with me, sir.
I don't see a stenographer here today. All right, so today's, you have to say the court. Did I tell you the case that's on the docket? There it is.
I do believe the case on the docket are the Los Angeles Dodgers good for baseball.
Are they good for baseball? Okay, that's an interesting way of wording it. Jason, the way it works is we play rock, paper, scissors to decide who takes which side. So are you ready, my friend?
I'm ready.
1, 2, 3, shoot. Damn. 1, 2, 3, shoot. Damn.
All right.
All right, so you get to pick. You want to argue good for baseball, bad for baseball? Your opening statement will take 2 minutes.
I'm going to argue that they are. I was hoping you would win this because I have thoughts on both sides. I'm going to argue that they're bad for baseball.
Go.
The Dodgers are bad for baseball for a multitude of reasons. First and foremost is their ridiculous TV contract that is unlike most other things in the sport. They basically get to operate however they want, deferring money with Shohei Ohtani's contract, and because they're popular and because they win, they essentially have a monopoly on fan sentiment. They're bad for baseball because this system is allowed, tolerated, even encouraged, and it pushes apart Major League Baseball. It should be an all-inclusive thing where there's parity and other teams in smaller markets have a chance, but instead the Dodgers win, people watch, it's a gigantic market, and Major League Baseball gets fooled into thinking that enough people care. Bottom line, they are the exact opposite of what Major League Baseball should be striving for, and because they're interesting, the sport somehow allows it.
Gavel?
Not using your full 2 minutes, Attorney Mackey.
What did I come in at?
53 seconds.
That's it?
Is that a record?
No, you still have the same record of I forget what it was. Oh, you literally said one thing.
It was Barry Bonds.
Oh, yeah, my argument. Barry, and
Bonds.
You said his middle name.
I mean, I just went right into Bonds. It. I didn't go with any fluff. I didn't think I needed any.
All right, well, your time is up.
All right. Counselor Mackey, let's argue why they're not bad for baseball. I guess, therefore, they're good for baseball in this situation. Don't hate the player, hate the game is how I'll start. Baseball allows for teams to spend as much money as they want. They even have this thing in place called a luxury tax, which is supposed to, in some ways, act as a deterrent for teams spending a lot of money. We live in a town where one of the chief criticisms of this team's owner is that he doesn't care enough. He doesn't want to win. We want this person to try to win more. We want him to spend more money. So I would be very hypocritical, Your Honor, if I came on here today and said, shame on the man or shame on the group that actually wants to do everything in its power to win. Shame on the people that are prioritizing, first and foremost, winning a World Series. It's not the Dodgers' fault that they sat down with Shohei Ohtani and said, hey, what might be a good idea for you long term in life? Why don't you take a little bit of money now because you're already rich and defer that money when you're not playing baseball anymore? Therefore, you have huge paychecks coming your way, a la Bobby Bonilla, when you're in your 40s and 50s. I see no crime in that. I see no shame in that. They haven't done anything wrong. They haven't manipulated rules. They haven't broken rules. They want to win. If it were so bad, why were baseball's World Series ratings last year as good as they've ever been in the last 20 years? Dodgers versus Yankees. Yes, it stinks for the Pirates, but the question wasn't, are the Dodgers bad for the Pirates, Your Honor? The question was, are the Dodgers bad for baseball? And they are clearly not.
Counselor Mackey, you have 1 minute of rebuttal time. You can use the full minute if you wish.
I think I'm going to. I've got some things to say. Counselor Filippone made some really good points, and I don't even disagree with a lot of what he said. However, following the rules versus the spirit of the rules, or whatever you want to call deferring all of this money to later dates in Shohei Ohtani's contract, is not the intent of the rules. And furthermore, if you want to talk about the World Series being as popular as it ever was last year, it is not. It just happened to be because two giant markets were playing in it. If you look at the previous year, Arizona and Texas, that was one of the lowest rated World Series of all time. It was merely because the Yankees and Dodgers were in it that it looked popular. If you look at the 20-year trends, baseball is actually less popular in terms of World Series viewership than it was 25, 30 years ago. And that is because of the imbalance personified by the Dodgers.
Finished about 7 seconds. But, Counselor Filippone?
Yes. Thank you. I'm going to turn my microphone back on to make my closing argument. See, I turned my mic off to allow for Mr. Mackey to have the complete floor to himself. Look, was it bad for hockey when Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid were in the Stanley Cup, not against each other, but at different times? Was it bad for the NFL when Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady were in the Super Bowl? Was it bad for the NBA when Michael Jordan and LeBron James were in the finals of the NBA? No, no, no. Shohei Ohtani is now on a team that gets into the World Series, the biggest stage of the sport, so the whole world can see literally him do something that we've never seen before in the history of the sport. Someone play great both ways. How is that bad for baseball? To get the biggest star, the biggest name in the sport, in the biggest game. That is not bad. You know what was bad for baseball? When Ohtani and Trout played on the Angels and won about 77 games a year and nobody saw their games unless you were a degenerate gambler or you just happened to be an Angels fan.
This is so hard. I want to jump in 19 times.
But that's not what we do here, and you respected the courtroom.
I tried.
In the case of, are the Los Angeles Dodgers bad for baseball? This may be a controversial ruling. Counselor Filippone, I was leaning in favor of ruling with you.
Oh, God, here we go.
But your closing argument caved in on itself. I rule in favor of Counselor Mackey and that the Los Angeles Dodgers are bad for baseball. And the reason why your argument fell apart
is because you're a New Jersey Devils fan and you want Bobby Holden playing in the finals.
No.
I get it.
No.
I should have spoken to my audience better.
Your argument came crashing down when you said, was it bad for Sidney Crosby and Connor McDavid? And then you went to the NBA.
Yeah. What's the point?
Both sports had to have a lockout for that thing to happen.
He hurt himself. He hurt
you
himself, hurt Charlie.
You, I brought up the NFL.
You were they had a lockout as well.
When?
The Dodgers are bad for baseball.
You don't even know.
I'm pretty sure they had a lockout at some point, but they didn't actually like have a
baseball had a strike in 1994. They missed a World Series. And things still didn't get changed.
Yep.
But I'm not allowed to argue that anymore because you've already made your ruling, and I have to accept what you say in this courtroom.
You were, no offense, Counselor Mackey, you were mopping the floor, but your argument that
sports. I had a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl, and I lost. Appreciate it, Charlie. Thank you, Judge Charlie. Jason will be back at, thank you, Jason.
Sure.
Back at 7 o'clock following the Pat Narduzzi show. We have a hodgepodge, a quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team. Let's get to a fan weather check for Sunday night. Going to be a full weekend of football at Acrisure Pitt in North Carolina State Saturday. Panthers try to make it 4 in a row since they made the quarterback change. Pat Narduzzi comes up at 6 o'clock, the Narduzzi show. Temperature Sunday night for that much-anticipated Steelers-Packers game will be in the mid-50s, and weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Let's get to the hodgepodge.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
And that is brought to you by Two Men and a Junk Truck. Visit them at twomenandajunktruck.com. All right, Charlie's in with me. There's no Donnie, who is at an event for his 30th birthday, where he's partying on a yacht in Naples, Florida, with the CEO of Chipotle. A sentence I never thought I'd utter on this radio station, but here we are. So Charlie's in. Charlie is a weird guy. So his favorite football team is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers play the New Orleans Saints twice a year. And they will be playing them on Sunday, correct?
Yes.
Projected Steelers trade. A second-round pick in next spring's draft here in Pittsburgh, plus a 2027 third-round pick. Second and third, not in the same draft, in the next two drafts, for wide receiver Chris Olave. That is the projected deal. I don't think I'd do that. And I've gotten some negative reaction and some negative feedback from listeners on that. And the reason why I feel that way is because I don't think Olave is somebody I trust to stay healthy. And injuries are unpredictability, but I know from my own body and having covered other athletes' bodies that if you have a tendency to get hurt, especially in a certain area, and it's one that, you know, is not a freak injury, like, okay, this guy broke his arm once. Because he broke his arm once, does it mean he's going to break his arm again? Probably not. I think brain injuries are a very, very, very fickle thing. We lived this with Sidney Crosby, knock on wood. 15 years later, he's been great, has a clean record for a very long time. Chris Olave does not. And it keeps happening. And so that scares me. Second and third round pick, those should both be starters. Your first round picks and your day two picks should all eventually become starting players. Olave only has one more year left on his deal. I would not want to give up that much for him. Charlie, you disagree?
No, with the health concerns are the big one. And then with the recent history of Steelers draft picks in the later rounds, or day two picks, and even day three picks.
Recent history of what?
They haven't really been successful on day two or day three in recent memory.
Oh, well, then that would be more of a reason to trade, make this trade. Because you're going to give up picks.
Yeah. What am I saying?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so I just ruled in Judge Pony that you lost this argument.
Correct. My argument fell. You know what? Yeah. Do it. Do the trade. I'm just a producer. That's why I don't talk okay. on that side of the glass.
2 years in a row. The last 2 years, you add up his games, it's still only 15 games. So 7 this year, he stayed healthy. He only played 8 last year. That's almost a full season. You add up the stats, it's 840 yards, 76 catches, 4 touchdowns. I don't love giving up 2 decent picks for that. He's only 25. He turns 26 in June. Too risky. I'd do it for Waddle. I wouldn't do it for Olave. You got to pay Olave, too. You're not going to give up 2 picks and then have him just play a lame duck season here. Waddle this year, 405 yards, 3 touchdowns. Last year, played 15-7-44. Didn't have a good year, but Tua missed a ton of time, and their backups were much worse than him. Before that, 3 straight 1,000-yard seasons. He's 27. He's probably got 2 or 3 good years left in him. The Penguin, as he's called. And he does that dance after he scores touchdowns, but he hasn't been doing a lot of dancing lately because the Dolphins are one of the biggest laughing stocks in all of professional sports.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Anything?
Yeah. I almost made it the debrief topic, but I had that trivia question for you. Marlon Humphrey, as far as I know, this is his actual Twitter account. He tweeted this last night saying, should I do a glizzy taste tour around the country one day? And glizzies are known as hot dogs amongst the youth. And then he said 50 states, 50 glizzies or hot dogs, whatever you want to call them.
Let's stick with hot dogs.
So
we're not 14 okay. years old.
Should I do a hot dog taste tour around the country one day? 50 states, 50 hot dogs.
Yeah.
The Ravens injury report came out today. Marlon Humphrey missed practice today due to illness. So he missed. So he tweets about eating massive amounts of hot dogs last night.
Are you saying that
he? And today he was ruled out of practice due to an illness.
Did he eat a lot of hot dogs?
So that's the running theory amongst people on the internet: is how many hot dogs did this dude eat last night?
Is there any video of him eating hot dogs?
No, but there's one of Lamar Jackson at a food truck at like 2 o'clock.
And
in the
morning. He looks stoned out of his gourd. As a man that has spent a lot of days high, I know a guy who's high when I see one.
That man was on another planet.
Yeah, he absolutely had some devil's lettuce, got the munchies.
Mary Jane.
And went out and had himself some street food in Baltimore. So like super late at night in Baltimore, you can just get street food. Good for them. I mean, feel like post-COVID, everything in this city shuts down at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, where I live, everything's closed by like 7, and it's annoying.
Yeah, it makes me really sad.
Like, I don't want to keep comparing things back to Jersey, but back in Jersey, the area that I grew up in.
Even now?
Every bar is open until at least midnight, and the one that I worked at is open 7 a.m. to 2 a.m. every day.
I went out on the North Shore a couple Thursday nights ago. My buddy was in town, works for Amazon. Congratulations on all his success. He was in town for the Steelers style show that they do every year. Fashion show. Style is the wrong word. Fashion show. And we went out and we watched Thursday night football and then wanted to have a few drinks and stuff. That's a happening place to be down there, the North Shore these days. You've got all kinds of bars and stuff. Many of them new. A lot of them cool. Thursday night, I'm thinking, man, people are just starting their weekends off. Young people in their 20s, college age kids, young professionals. Thursday night, places are going to be packed.
Ghost town.
Tumbleweeds, bro. Thirsty Thursday. What happened to Thirsty Thursday?
Kids don't drink anymore. It's so upsetting.
This is a hot.
Let me rephrase. College kids don't drink anymore.
Kids don't abuse their bodies and make horrible life decisions like they used to. Damn it. Go back to getting blackout drunk and throwing up in your sleep more and eating pizza at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Whatever happened to the days of people going to the store and getting two Mad Dog 2020s and just going out on the town?
What happened to Edward 40 Hands? Is that still a thing? We were doing that in college?
It was around when I was there, but
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mid 2010s.
Great times. You're telling me stories about something called the rum bucket off the air. I'm like, man, I would have liked to have introduced myself to something like that when I was 22 years old. It's actually a lie. I would have liked it at 17 and 18 years old.
So I became a bartender prior to going back to school. So when
congratulations on all your success.
Going back to school, I knew all like the fancy cocktails to make.
Yeah.
So I was in my room at the fraternity house when we were allowed to have alcohol in the house, making some special cocktails, and everyone's like, ooh, you're fancy. I'm like, no, I just know how to mix
Did that help you with chicks?
A couple times.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It was a good time.
Good times, yeah, exactly.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Sure is. I just want to circle back to the Penguins game last night for a second. I'm sitting there in a half-empty PPG Paints Arena, and I'm thinking to myself, we have hockey's equivalent of LeBron James or Michael Jordan to make a cross winter sport comparison. And it just kind of blows that there aren't more people at those games. I don't even like say that to judge other Penguins fans. I'm not doing that. Hell, I want them to lose games so they get Gavin McKenna. But the thought of that, like, I just thought to myself, is LeBron James going to play any games in L.A. this year where there's, like, 10,000 people there? Even when he goes on the road, you know, people are going to flock to see him. Anywho, I'm done. That's all I got. I'm tapped out. I got to get my nipples pierced in a week, so sorry if my mind is elsewhere. Okay, Pat Narduzzi is next. We'll talk tomorrow at 2 p.m. Team signing off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.